Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, May 28th. You'll be interested to know. 91 years ago today, in 1934, the Dayan quintuplets, Annette, Cecile, Emily, Marie, and Yvonne, were born near Callander, Ontario, Canada. They became the first quintuplets known to survive infancy, captivating the world and symbolizing the marvels of human resilience and medical advancement. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 61 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny weather today, with a high near 78 and a gentle southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with likely rain showers after midnight, a low around 56 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 6:45 with the high tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies with rain showers likely on Thursday and a high near 65. Friday brings a chance of rain with a high near 73. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Saturday with a similar high. Sunday will be mostly sunny before a slight chance of rain at night, with lows around 52. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, a popular ice cream delivery business, the Scoop North Scootery, is expanding its reach north of Boston. According to a post on the company's Instagram page, a new location will be established on the North Shore in the fall of 2025. While the exact site and opening date remain undisclosed, a spokesperson confirmed that further details are not available at this time. The Scoop North Scootery currently operates 3 locations in Cambridge, Alston, and Arlington, and plans to open another store in Charlotte, North Carolina, this August. Now on to sports. In a thrilling Game 4, Tyrese Haliburton led the Indiana Pacers to a 130-121 victory over the New York Knicks, giving the Pacers a 3-1 series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. Haliburton recorded a historic triple-double, scoring 32 points, with 15 assists and 12 rebounds, all without a single turnover. He becomes only the third player to achieve such a feat in the playoffs, and the first to do it without committing a turnover. The Pacers now head to Madison Square Garden, aiming to clinch their first NBA Finals appearance in 25 years. In local sports, last night in Milwaukee, the Red Sox fell to the Brewers 5-1. Christian Yelich's grand slam in the 10th inning sealed the win for Milwaukee. Despite Raffy scoring on a wild pitch in the 6th, the Sox couldn't keep pace. Hendricks took the loss after allowing the decisive homer. Both teams had 7 hits each, but it wasn't enough for the Sox, whose record now stands at 27-30, with 4 consecutive losses. Tonight, the Sox take on the Brewers in Milwaukee for the final game of this 3-game series. Brian Bello, with a 2.81 ERA, faces Freddy Peralta, who holds a 5.25 ERA. First pitch is at 110 with a cool 55 degrees expected. In top news, in a significant security breach, more than 184 million passwords from platforms like Facebook, Google, and Microsoft may have been compromised, according to cybersecurity researcher Jeremiah Fowler. The exposed database, which was publicly accessible and unencrypted, contained 184 million unique logins tied to social media, email providers, and even bank accounts. Fowler noted that the data likely originated from InfoStealer malware designed to harvest sensitive information from users. Major platforms, including Snapchat, reported no evidence of a breach, but similar incidents have become alarmingly common, raising concerns about user security and data protection. In business news, concerns about a recession are back in focus for investors, though predicting its timing and severity remains challenging. Key economic indicators include gross domestic product, consumer spending, employment, inflation, interest rates, the yield curve, and stock market performance. Recent data shows a contraction of 0.3% in gross domestic product for the first quarter of 2025, primarily due to increased imports. Consumer spending rose 1.8% despite a drop in consumer sentiment. Analysts expect the Federal Reserve to wait until July to adjust interest rates as economic conditions evolve amid tariff impacts. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at $109,000. Ethereum is up 3% to about $2,600. And Goetze's Maximus is down 3% to 15 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Researchers are on a mission to rebuild the vanishing sea ice above the Arctic Circle to reflect the sun's warming rays. A relatively warm February morning in Cambridge Bay, Canada, saw a team from Real Ice drilling into the ice to pump water, creating a blue ice formation. This initiative aims to thicken seasonal ice, potentially preserving a million square kilometers, which could cool the planet. However, concerns arise about unintended consequences for local wildlife and ecosystems. With fossil fuel emissions still rising, the urgency for geoengineering solutions like these becomes increasingly critical as experts debate their effectiveness and impact. And in entertainment news, shares of movie theater stocks experienced significant gains on Tuesday, following a record Memorial Day weekend box office haul. AMC Entertainment led the pack, with shares soaring more than 20%, reaching an intraday high of $4. Rival chains Marcus and Cinemark also saw increases of around 10% and 3%, respectively. Domestic box office sales hit $325 million, more than double last year's figures. Analysts suggest this trend signals a promising recovery for the exhibition industry, as year-to-date U.S. box office sales have exceeded $3 billion, a 23% increase from 2024. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and poet, Maya Angelou. And she said, "You may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.